Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tony Rudy and Son, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubinson here with you. And look, it doesn't happen too often around these parts, but it is Panic City at the moment, and it's for the New York Yankees. And to talk about what to do, how to fix the New York Yankees, we bring in Brian Hoke from MLB.com, author of The Bronx Zoom, been covering the Yankees beat. And today, maybe got under the skin of Aaron Boone just a little bit. Hey, Brian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'll wear that one. But I thought it was a question that needed to be asked. And you know what? Boone probably responded the way he should have. You know, now that we've had a few hours to think about it here. No, he did not like the question. And you know what, though? They're going through it. And I think it's obviously been a tough time for the Yankees. They are not where they wanted to be. And maybe you're starting to see some of the frustration come out in that.
So for people who maybe did not see the post-game press conference from the Yankees, and obviously you were there and a part of it. Can you tell people what was your question and maybe what sort of reaction did you expect from Aaron Boone?
Generally speaking, I don't remember word for word what I said, but I said something along the lines of, are you concerned that there is a general kind of fatigue in the dugout where this losing is now becoming commonplace? You know, they've now lost 11 out of 15 games, and you're starting to see, you know, when you watch a bad team, and I covered the Mets for a lot of years where they knew they were out of it. You start to see those kind of slumped shoulders and a resignation that this team was just not going to go anywhere. And I'm starting to see some indications of that here with the number of outs they're making on the base pass, the non-competitive at bats, and you know, there are good signs as well. The fact they battled back into the game, the first game of the series, but this game was just over from the second inning on, and you knew that the outcome was there and there was really no fight. Anyway, that was a long way of saying that was how I phrased the question to Boone. And he basically told me to get the hell out of here with that. And no, there's no getting used to losing, which is what you want a manager to say. I think if you're a Yankee fan, that's a really good sign that the manager didn't agree with me and fought back on that.
So, question that I have from, you know, a fan on Twitter, a Yankee fan on Twitter, to you, and I know you probably would be a Rhodes Scholar if you had the answer to this, but how would you fix the New York Yankees right now?
They would be paying me a whole lot more if I could do that. But I will say that, you know, for Brian Cashman, the two things that I think he must do to fix this team, if they are really going to be competitive and compete in this American League East, where they are now 8.5 back and looking up at not only Tampa Bay, but looking up at Boston and Toronto with a big three-game series coming up, this team cannot be a legitimate playoff World Series contender putting Brett Gardner out there in center field the rest of the way. It's just not fair. That's not what you brought Brett in to do. He was supposed to play a few times a week and come off the bench, and putting him out there for 130, 140 games in center field, that's just unfair. And they were counting on the idea that Luis Severino would be kind of a trade deadline pickup for them. But anybody who saw that video of Severino limping off the field in Brooklyn the other day, it's going to be a while for him if he comes back at all. And we'll get more results on that. He probably will come back at some point, but I was thinking he could be back in late July, late June, early August. Late June, early July. And it's clearly going to be a little longer than that. And I'm thinking August now in my head, which is why I just stumbled all over myself there. But I think that they're going to have to upgrade some starting pitching, and they're going to have to get a center fielder in there.
All right, another Yankee fan from Twitter. As you might imagine, the natives are restless right now. And so another one saying, would there be a benefit to sometimes just making a change for change's sake when as you rightly pointed out, you start to see resignation in the dugout. You start to see those slumped shoulders. Is there a benefit to making a change at manager to do something to spark this team, like bringing in the most obvious from the studio, Buck Showalter, and firing Aaron Boone?
I don't think that they are going to do that. So mm-hmm. let me just preface yep. it by saying that I don't think that they will do that. Now, mm-hmm. could that happen and guys all of a sudden start playing to the back of the baseball cards because Buck Showalter is the one filling out the lineup card? I mean, I guess that's kind of a chicken or egg thing. I think that the players are who the players are. And if they're not responding to Boone for some reason, but they would to Buck Showalter, then I have questions about the players, to be honest with you. And so I think it really is incumbent. This team is not going to look drastically different from what it is. Like I said, they can probably trade for a center fielder. They may be able to add a starting pitcher, but, 24 out of these 26 guys are going to have to get it done for this roster to go anywhere and to be the team that we expected them to be. And, I would just say that in the Brian Cashman era, which goes all the way back to 1998, this team has never fired a manager in season. They have never fired a coach in season. Now they've let guys go. Joe Girardi was not rehired, but he was not fired technically. So that came after the season. So I would say that with Boone, his contract is up after this year. I don't see Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman making a change in season when they could just as easily make the change after the season and give Boone an entire year to straighten this out and give him a chance to pull this out of the mud. They're spinning their wheels in the mud. They're going nowhere, but that doesn't necessarily have to be how it ends.
Yankees lost 7-0, and this one did look like the Bad News Bears today against the Phillies. And you mentioned, Brian, earlier the bad base running. So the ongoing horrific base running from the Yankees, at times these are mistakes that little leaguers don't make. And today it was Rougned Odor again with the ball hit in front of you. You're on second base, a ground ball hit in front of you, and for some reason your secondary lead is too long and you find yourself there, and every Yankee fan is saying don't do it, and yet they run and get thrown out. And so how much of this is it's a bad look for the Yankees? Is this on the players? Is this on the coaching staff? Where's the accountability for these ongoing mistakes that we just keep hearing the same things about?
It's on both. The fact that they've had 31 outs on the bases, that leads the majors and is more than half of the average. I mean, if you go look at the other teams, what the other teams are doing, nobody's even close to 31 outs on the bases, that they're just giving away those outs. And you see it keep happening and you just shake your head. I watched Odor do it, and you're thinking, no way he's going to go on that, right? And then he does. And that combined with the amount of double plays they've hit into this year, that nobody has made more outs on the bases. Nobody has hit into more double plays than the Yankees. And then, it's no wonder that they're having trouble scoring runs when you're just erasing that many base runners during the course of the game. The optimistic view of that would be, well, at least they have traffic on the base pass. They didn't do it today. Certainly not against Aaron Nola. They had, three hits? DJ LeMahieu had two of them. But, if you go out to 10,000 feet and take a broader look at the season, they're giving away outs on the base pass left and right. So that is a correctable mistake, I think. That's a mental thing. And, if we want to talk about the coaching staff needs to do a better job of drilling it into these guys, okay. But these guys have been playing ball a long time, as you mentioned. That's a little league mistake. And Rougned Odor or a Gary Sanchez shouldn't need a coach to be in his ear and say, remember, you're staying your secondary lead, but if the ball is hit in front of you, don't go. They should just know that instinctively. And that's what I think has been surprising very much has been the lack of preparation and kind of the lack of situational awareness we've been seeing in a lot of situations here.
Yeah, you're talking about situational awareness from the players because, of course, the players have been told this message. I know this. You know, if I know this from girls, you know, girls high school softball, then I think the players know this theoretically. But, you know, obviously a team like the Rays, we don't see them just consistently making these sorts of mistakes, teams like that in the division. Is this about management bringing in ball players that are, you know, you need ball players with a higher baseball IQ? And I'm not trying to, you know, disparage the players. The Yankees certainly have plenty of players that are intelligent players with a high baseball IQ. But if this is consistently happening, do they need to rethink the types of players they bring in?
I think it's a fair question, and I'm not qualified, honestly, to answer that. I'm not in the clubhouse, in their meetings and taking part and knowing who's saying what behind closed doors. So, the one thing I would say is that is absolutely true that the better teams appear to be more prepared right now. And a team like Tampa Bay seems to do everything right. And that's been going on for years, going back to the Joe Maddon era down there, where they seem to get the most out of the players they have. And I can't say that about the Yankees, especially now, but they've got this massive payroll. They've got the talented players who, like I said, we all forecast them, or many of us did. I did, at least. I said they should win the division and they should make a lot of noise in the playoffs and probably go to the World Series. I had them there doing that last year against the Dodgers, too, before the pandemic hit. So the fact that they're underperforming and making these kinds of mistakes, I think it raises a lot of valid questions about what exactly is going on in that clubhouse, and are these guys as prepared as they need to be?
Talking to Brian Hoke about the Yankees, about the current slide that they're on. As Brian said, they've lost 11 of their last 15. So to today's game, a guy like Domingo Germán has actually been very good this season. He was off today. What did you see from him today?
I just saw that the secondary stuff wasn't there. The fastball command wasn't great either, but it was just a game where he didn't really seem to have anything to put them away. And, you know, that's now two back-to-back starts from the Yankee rotation where Jameson Taillon gave up a four spot and couldn't get out of the first inning. And then Domingo Germán had four runs on the board by the time he left in the second inning. And that really puts your offense, which has struggled, no doubt about it. But when you're down 4-0 that early, that's a pretty big hole for any team to dig out of. And so I think you saw the results of what you could expect when your starting pitchers don't give you that length. And yeah, Germán, you look at the view of the entire season. I was looking at it this morning in terms of WAR. The three most valuable players on this Yankee team this year have been Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, and Domingo Germán. So I would not have expected that coming in. He has definitely pitched better than I expected coming off a year where we didn't really know what to expect after he missed all of last year and didn't appear in a game since September of 2019. So he is definitely one of the guys who has exceeded what I thought coming in, but clearly today was just an off day for him and he didn't have it. And I expect that he'll probably bounce back because the track record this year has been pretty good.
Yeah, he's been good. Do you sense after this sloppy game that Aaron Boone had some form of a team meeting, team message, post-game message that he delivered?
I don't know the answer to that. I would think that there have definitely been meetings during this stretch. I know that for a fact. And sometimes it's not just Boone. Sometimes it's a player. Sometimes it's a Brett Gardner or an Aaron Judge. And it's not the entire team at times. Sometimes it's just the hitters and sometimes it's the pitchers. But, at some point, talk is cheap. And there's only so many times you can say, all right, guys, we got to get it together before the results dictate what kind of team you are. That's the famous Bill Parcells line. Remember that? Mm-hmm. It was, you are who your record says you are. And this team is 33-32. They're a game over 500 right now. If the season ended, that extrapolates out to what, 162. You're looking at an 82 win season, and that is just not going to get it done, especially in this division. That is a massive underperformance of what we expected the Yankees were going to be. And so that, I would say the season's not over. They've got time here. They've still got the, almost 100 games left. But something's got to change pretty quickly. They got to get on one of these tears where it's, you know, win 8 out of 10, win 9 out of 10, something like that, and really push the numbers in the other direction and give us a reason to believe in this team that they can play better than what they've shown us now, because this is not a small sample size. Brett Gardner was saying today in the Zoom room, he said, you know, every day that goes by without a win is a missed opportunity, and the Yankees missed two of them in Philadelphia this weekend.
Yeah, you said, you quoted Bill Parcells. I'll tell you, from the Yes postgame show, Buck Showalter saying that teams seek their levels. And, you know, over the course of the season, you find your level. And right now, this is the level the Yankees are at, essentially that same point in terms of you are what your record says you are. Is there something positive right now, if you're a Yankee fan sitting at home, kind of tearing your hair out and stressed out about this team, you know, for you, Brian, as somebody who is there and covering the team day in, day out basis, is there something positive that you can say right now to Yankee fans who are frustrated?
Okay. I got a few. Here you go. DJ LeMahieu is starting to hit. He had another two hits today. That's a good sign. Aaron Judge has been their most valuable offensive player, and I know he was out of the lineup with back spasms, but he is the one guy in this lineup all year long that you do not want to pitch to. And so if the off day tomorrow clears that up and Judge can be back in the lineup on Tuesday, he is a huge part of this offense. Giancarlo Stanton seemed to start getting his timing back during the series in Minnesota. He was hitting for power. He had three homers in the last two games there. Yeah, unfortunately, he had to be out of the lineup because they don't trust him to play the field, but he'll be back DHing on Tuesday when they open that series up at Salem Field in Buffalo. And, you know, they've got help. Zach Britton just came back into the bullpen. Darren O'Day seems to be moving forward there. The bullpen's been very good, you know, with the exception of these random blips that you've seen from Aroldis Chapman lately. Overall, Chapman's been an all-star this year in my book. And so the bullpen's been terrific. Gerrit Cole has been terrific. He bounced back from the sticky stuff conversation there and turned in a strong outing. So there are reasons to be optimistic. That, I guess the one concern I have is, with the hole this team has dug for themselves, can they really play the brand of baseball? And it's going to have to be almost 700 ball the rest of the way to catch up with the Tampa Bay's, the Boston's, the Toronto's. Can they do that? It's in their hands. They're going to have an opportunity, but they've got to do it.
Well, we'll leave that and make that the question for our callers, for Yankee fans. Can the Yankees, Brian Hoke posed it, can the Yankees dig out of the hole that they have dug for themselves? Brian, always appreciate the time. Good stuff. You're a great follow for Yankee fans, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You got it, Lori. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.